Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Quick programming note. I don't think it's not going to affect the show, but I fly out this Friday to Boston. I've been invited to Harvard Business School.
That's very cool.
That's a confidence, yeah. Right?
That makes me cry. That is beautiful.
I guess I should say that after the show on Friday, it might spill over into Saturday. I'm going to get my car washed. Joe Walsh, of course.
Oh, fantastic album.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
America's Most Wanted.
Read the back of the album and put some of the hits on there, all right? Say some of the hits. It'll help
you. Okay, I got side one, Rocky Mountain Way.
Get much higher.
Because there's been a ton of construction on the building. The building looks beautiful. It's amazing. It's what they call a trophy building now.
They're like trophy wife.
The unfortunate side.
But cheaper.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show for the middle of the week. Wednesday, fascinating week of shows because every time we have signed on... Oh, incidentally, do you like the blue? The blue hat to match my eyes. Do you like that one?
It makes your eyes pop, Mike.
Did you guys get your hats yet?
Not yet.
Probably tomorrow.
I would think so.
Get them. I hope you get them tomorrow. This is the blue version of the TMOS hat. You'll see it's got blue. It's got the Mike O'Mara Show logo on the back. It's got an adjustable Velcro strap. And it's got flex fit. And they go on sale Friday morning at 9 a.m. So get them often.
That's our new slogan?
No.
Are we replacing if you don't buy it, we won't sell it with get them often?
I have no idea. I'm just glad to be on the right side of the grass. That's the way I look at it every single day.
Attaboy, Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen. So let's start. I don't know anything that really goes on up in Washington, D.C., because I'm down here and we never really, really explain it. But there are two entities that, in a very general way, we're associated with on TMOS. One is the Mike O'Mara Show, which you know and love each and every day. And the other is where a lot of our content is disseminated and where one of our principals records from usually, and that's Podville Media, which is up in Washington, D.C. In this shot, I see yesterday you were in one studio.
Correct.
The first day you were in an hour studio, and now I said, "Well, where are you today?
Where are we?"
It looks like you're in a record room or something. That would look like Rob's home. Right.
In the world is Oscar Santana?
Yeah. Right. What I've learned is that in the world of office space, the one thing I've learned in the past 5 years is that you can customize an office. And you're just bound by your budget. And when we worked in radio, everybody's office looked like garbage.
Well, the salespeople had, in most of the radio stations I worked at, they had cubicles.
Correct.
And at WJFK, a lot of the sales cubicles had no chairs because people would steal the chairs to go in the lunchroom. We had more desks than chairs. So a lot of times the cubicles were really, literally cubicles, no chairs.
Yes. So you fast forward into corporate America where I currently am placed in, and when I see an office, I just think that office is just going to look like that, and you get what you get, and you don't get upset. And the one thing that Charlie Burney taught me is that if you can pay for it, they'll make it look like anything.
Yeah.
And he wanted his to look like a record shop, so that's where I am right now.
Well, the Podville Media Studios are a lovely looking facility.
You know? Yes.
They're gorgeous.
They're a real knockout, as Rob likes to say.
Jesus, I can't even compliment anybody anymore. I'm going to turn my mic off.
So, today I'm here because there are three other productions going on in the main studios.
Mm.
So, with the 3 o'clock change, I didn't want to say we couldn't do the 3 o'clock change, the record. So, I said, I'll just do it out of Charlie's office.
That's cool.
And he has a studio set up in front of me here. So he typically does
digital content all the time from there.
Yeah, so he has a full studio set up on the other side of this wall. And I asked him, I said, do you mind if at 3 o'clock I take a meeting inside your office? And he said, You've never asked me that. I said, well, I have to do the Mike O'Mara show, and I would rather do it.
Was it taking a meeting or doing the Mike O'Mara show?
This is a meeting.
Okay. So you said initially take a meeting?
Of course. I didn't want to say the Mike O'Mara show and him say no. And then I said, well, the meeting's the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, so you were keeping it vague to increase your chances of success. Yeah,
the probability to close.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
there you go.
You know, to be a friend, you have to be a friend.
I've always said this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't understand any of this, but that's okay.
But Mike, he was thankful. I showed him your text thread that you sent him about.
Yeah, Charlie's got a book, and I want him to come on and talk about it because it's the Tao of podcasting, and
available on Amazon.
It's brilliant.
I don't know any. You've read it, Rob?
Yes, absolutely. What he does is he draws parallels between the actual Tao.
You're in this
Taoism.
You're in the book.
And Mike, you are in it too. Pictures of you are in it. But it draws parallels between Taoism, which his brother introduced him to, and podcasting.
Yeah.
And the parallels are amazing. It's
a love letter to podcasting.
It really is.
Well, we found Charlie because Charlie was had a love of this digital media that we are so involved with, and we were involved with so early, and that's where the marriage started. And then Oscar went into business with Charlie, and Charlie
Five years.
Seems like it's been longer than that. 5 years he's been essentially our landlord, and then Podville Media. Oscar is the CEO of Podville Media, and they do digital content. I tell people all the time for so many entities, I can't name them right here, and that's that. So,
would you like to see a sneak peek, Mike, an exclusive?
Exclusive?
I'm going to send a picture to Mac, and Mac, you can put it up. This is great. This is a great way to drive people to video.
Okay.
Mike. Sure.
And Mac, I don't know if you've seen this picture either, but we have a new studio we're building, and I think you're going to be extremely impressed. This is just in the works. It's a little rough.
You're talking to me now?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
All right. I think you've mentioned it before, but I'm excited about this.
And Mac, I'm going to send this to your Podville address.
Mike? I covet Charlie's record shelves.
What do when they I look do, at them? Clarice? They covet. They covet. Best use of the word covet in a film.
I believe you're right.
Was that, you know?
But those are some, that's exactly for the collector that means it. That's what he's got. I've got shop shelves and they work. But records are so heavy. When you get something custom like that, it is you know what? That is a knockout. That is gorgeous right there.
And vinyl lasts. You know, they talk about,
of course,
CDs not lasting that long. And
CDs, the
I'm
going to
pull a random record out. You tell me if you guys know it or understand it.
All right, go ahead. So he's got real records back there.
Yeah, and he's got a record player in his office, which is so cool.
Wait, hold on. Hold it up to me. Sleepy John Estes.
It's blues. It's a blues. Charlie loves the blues. I don't know that album.
Like the Blues Brothers?
Does it say blues on the front of it?
Yeah, it says it's called Brownsville Blues.
Okay. Well, that's why you said blues. You made it sound like you knew what it was.
Know it. I've got it.
The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
You have that record?
I do, as a matter of fact. Yes.
All right.
Last one.
Okay. I'm one for two.
Quite an eclectic collection so far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Is that Badfinger?
I don't know who that is.
Can you read on the spine?
Do you guys recognize this gentleman?
Can you read on the spine what it is?
I didn't know there was print on spines of records.
Oh, God, you're so young.
Yeah. It says 1808 James, two of a kind. Who knows?
Got no idea.
One more.
I don't want to end on that one.
Yeah. I love that cover, though.
How about something a little more modern, maybe?
Oscar didn't know there was writing on the spines, Mike.
Sad. Who's this?
Joe Walsh, of course.
Joe Walsh. Oh, fantastic album.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
America's Most Wanted.
Read the back of the album and put some of the hits on there, all right? Say some of the hits. It'll help
I got side one, Rocky Mountain Way.
Of course. Everybody in the world knows that song.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Fonte, Rocky.
Bookends.
Bookends, I think that's
Rocky
a cover.
Rocky Mountain Way. Couldn't get much higher.
Well done. The hits. I don't know. There's a bunch of records here. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, that's very, very exciting.
That is awesome.
So
the last time Mike and I were on and we were recording in the afternoon, this is Monday. Mike said, is that jackhammering I'm hearing? And I said, yes, yeah. It's jackhammering.
And on the majority, show prep this week, I said, I wonder if Oscar's worried about the floor collapsing.
Yes. So for the better part of a year and a half, we have been working under not the most ideal circumstances because there's been a ton of construction on the building. The building looks beautiful. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. It's what they call a trophy building now.
Trophy wife?
The unfortunate side.
But cheaper.
Is that they're now done with all the construction around our floors.
Yes.
And they are now prepared to demolish both the third and fourth floor that we've been telegraphed to told us for some time. So they will be demolishing the third and fourth floor, which we're on, in little less than 15 days. So this entire time, for the past 2 months, we have been preparing for a move, and we are moving, for those of you who are fans of the state of Maryland and fans of the District of Columbia, we're now going to be a two hub operation. We'll be moving to the city of Rockville and
classic Rockville.
Yeah. Classic Rockville, beautiful location. Really? 13,000 square feet. It's a massive operation.
Is that bigger than your house?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
And then we are also moving to, broadcast studios right around the corner here, that actually have sound stages. And, Mac, you should have gotten the picture by now.
There it is.
Mike, and for the entire world, this is the first preview of what we have in the new studios at the sound stages.
That done already?
That's done.
That's what you're doing this weekend, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. I get it now.
So that is a full Mandalorian wall that will be run by the Unreal Engine. And that's just staging out for one of the productions we'll have in that studio.
Unreal Engine? And what is the Mandalorian?
You know, I'm not even gonna attempt to explain it to you.
Is this like Baby Yoda stuff? You said
no,
Mandalorian.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's people that know. But it's a full video wall, and we have
that's
the hype.
That's two of us. Now he's diminished both of us today on the show.
Well, I feel about where
you
I
You know
ought
what
to
a
be.
Video wall is.
You know, his wife warns him not to be too condescending sometimes.
Yes, this is
I've
true.
I've been on those meetings
She's
where she said
me.
That.
I've What's heard that? That.
If she's warned me, I've tuned it out as the president of our relationship.
I enjoy when Oscar says something, leaves Jesus the room, Christ. And your Shannon
ego.
Says...
Your ego is out of control, dude.
Somebody's got to love me. Somebody's got to love me. Somebody's got to love me.
Yeah, somebody should love you. And sometimes I wonder if it's Shannon, because she calls you a monster all the time.
I said to the guys yesterday, there's a video short that's gotten a lot of hits, got a lot of interest, and we sent it out because we love it.
It's killing it.
Yeah. And it is the three of us when Rob crumples the paper, and I hear it, and he doesn't want anybody to know that he was doing that, and he realizes he's in trouble, and he gives us that look. And then he starts talking and giving one of his speeches, which is when he wants total silence, and I crumple a piece of paper jokingly in front of that. And then I start talking again. And at that point, Oscar gets this look on his face and just manically crushes a water bottle. And I sent the guys, I was so stupid. I have to get the text. Hold on. This is
okay.
Because I sent a message out to everybody about it.
So everybody knows.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to read ahead here. We do this 5 days a week, this entire dance. And we're proud to do it.
Yep.
And
can I talk to Mike for just a second?
Sure.
Just
one please.
Letter. This
please.
Won't take long. Okay?
No problem.
Right. This way. Do you think maybe...
What?
Do you think maybe you could not set up your personal space like you're in the middle of a f***ing F-15 jet fighter and there would be some space and some elbow room around here? Yes, I will. Thank you. All right, that was my little pep talk for Mike. So the thread last night, I'm very excited about the short because it was, at the moment, it pissed me off, which probably is why it was so real. Mm-hmm. Once I saw it on the show, it made me laugh. And it was all of us doing that. And
it's a running gag. I love it.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic. And I wrote to the guys. And I said, the YouTube short from today may be my favorite of all time. Please? And they produced it. Right. Oscar and Rob.
Well,
and Matt.
Don't read ahead. Just read the text. It's perfect.
I said, please check it out if you get a chance. Rob writes, because Rob doesn't do conflict, even though he knew it. He said, I loved it. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Very polite, very kind, very nice. Oscar wrote, ha ha, we made it. Like, we made it. Not that we made it with the show. They made it. I said, I know. Sorry, that was dumb. Oscar says, LOL, love you, man. Really funny. Hope it goes viral. And I said, I'm sharing it as we speak. It was funny. And it was really, when I posted it a couple of places, I said, it's the essence of this show.
It is. It absolutely is.
It is completely and totally what we are. Stupid, silly, ball busting. And it was fun.
You could have torn me one, but it was me with my stupid OCD. I was done with a piece of paper, and I wanted it out of my way. And then, you know, you take it to the next level, and Oscar caps it. It's perfect.
Yeah,
this
it was great.
This is what's also fun. So, one, Mike, thank you for owning the fact that you're
immediately.
Yeah, you guys
made
it.
I did own it immediately.
You didn't even miss a beat. You said, oh, yeah, you guys produced them.
Right.
You know.
Each and every day.
Right.
But what I love is, first, I have to give credit where credit is due. It was Rob's idea to set up the gag. Mac produces it, and then I QC it. That's the way that goes every day. Like we
QC,
figure out what,
for
what
those
the
of
gag
you that
is.
Might work somewhere like on a dairy farm somewhere, well, they'd have it there too. It's quality control.
Yeah. So Mac brings it to me, and I just start laughing out loud. And he really took the time to craft that social. So
good job, Mac.
Great job.
Thank you, Mike.
And when Matt came to us, and this is Shannon and I, because I was showing Shannon, I actually share with everybody. I'm like, look how funny this is. Cause
so funny.
They got to care, right?
It really was.
If you don't make them love us, who will?
Exactly.
And Shannon starts laughing, and then Rob Ford starts laughing. And I was like, yeah, this is the show. It's perfect.
It is.
And then Mac says, I just wanted to find something so I could be a part of it, which shows me he cares.
Yes, that's good. That's good. Right? He loves the show. He came to us because he liked the show.
I was
to start
not satisfied with that. But
it was great. It was fun, and it's really what we are all about here, and it's why I get up and come into work every day, because it's so much fun. That's the fun part. All the other stuff, you can have it.
Yeah.
You can have it. Although there's also fun stuff. Yeah. I love, doing the show from different places. I love our merch. I love everything about it. But the real fun is busting chops with these guys. So it really is spectacular. But you've been a busy beaver. This is a serious question.
Yes.
I am sure that there are people with more medical knowledge than me that would have told you that some of the issues you've had, are attributable to going too hard at, the other thing. Not the show. The show's fun. I know that I've left the show more relaxed than I came into the show dozens of times.
Yeah.
So the
Even
show
on
doesn't
our worst
count.
Days, it's a
I'm
happy
talking
day.
About all the other stuff. Are you pacing yourself? With all this moving and all that. I know you love doing that too, but...
Yeah, you know. A quick programming note. I don't think it's not going to affect the show, but I fly out this Friday to Boston, Massachusetts, as I've been invited to Harvard Business School as Dominic Foxworth's guest. He'll be hosting a panel, and he would like me to meet some of his business associates.
Wow. So,
which is great, right? But I told him I couldn't fly out till after the show.
That's what very cool.
That's a confidence, right?
That is that makes me cry. That is beautiful.
And
that's
I guess I should say that after the show on Friday, it might spill over into Saturday. I'm going to get my car washed.
But this is what's great. I book my flight and I match Foxworth's itinerary.
Yes.
He's leaving in the afternoon on Friday.
Yeah.
And then coming back in the evening on Saturday.
Because that's how he rolls.
That's how he rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, were you thinking you wanted to make a weekend of it up there with your family?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I get that.
Because they love me and I love them. And I called my brother and I was like, hey, I'll be in town. I can meet you in the lobby for an hour if you want to say hi. But otherwise, it's a work trip. I thought I'd be able to stay a little longer, but. C'est la vie.
Because you're matching him. You're going to be hanging with him, and that's the polite thing to do.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that.
Well, something I did not master during the Don and Mike show years, when we would be on a road trip and I would make my own arrangements to, you know, as soon as that 5 o'clock whistle went off, I'd be on the next plane out of there. Love you guys, but don't want to hang with you. Bye!
But then also, you weren't real big on hanging with us at the destination. I do remember so clearly, like yesterday, seeing you across one of the squares at New Orleans, just waving to us and then going on your way.
Do you, and we got to be careful here.
Yes.
Do you remember when we were all supposed to meet at Desire Cafe in the Quarter?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember that time?
When I
separated from you at about, I want to say 3:30 in the afternoon, and we were going to meet at 7 o'clock for dinner. Remember that?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
That was great for you.
I wish I could give more. I really wish I could give more.
Oscar, that the story I told was also very vague.
Got
I
it.
Just want you to know that.
But I like doing my own thing when I go to the big city.
We come from an age when we literally had, not just used, but Oscar, we had a travel agent.
Yeah.
And then that went away because the internet killed all travel agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Mike said, well, you do what you do, but I'm doing me.
I would rearrange for the whole team. Travel.
Yes, true.
I could have been a very good travel agent because, you would say, well, like, for example, with the dollar being the most important factor, quite often the travel agency out of New York City for CBS Radio would say, so you're going to Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to route you through Kuala Lumpur.
Exactly.
It was just,
painful. And also knowing for every Super Bowl trip, not just paying for the flight, but getting a flight. Was an issue.
Yeah.
Sometimes,
and getting a hotel room was an issue.
Oh, the hotel room was even worse, but we'd have to fly in sometimes Tuesday night to find a flight.
Right.
And
because you'd have to book a week of hotels to do
that. There was a minimum. There was a minimum that you had to book in the.
But I'll tell you, after that last show, towards the end of the Super Bowl broadcast, after that last show on Friday, hey, enjoy the big weekend. We're going to have a great time this weekend as I get off the air and go to the airport and fly home.
Your shirt never touched your back. And you know what? If I had been a wiser man, I would have been there with
you. I did. I want to say it was either Dallas or Houston, but I think it was Dallas. I did one Monday departure after the Super Bowl, and at that point said, I will never, ever do this again. And it was Atlanta. Now I remember it. It was Atlanta. Atlanta was, you were stuck with an ice storm there one time, right?
That's right. It snowed on the Super Bowl weekend. I remember
that. But, I mean, to be at the first couple of them, it's exciting. I think the first one might have been Minneapolis, St. Paul.
I think you're right.
We slid in to a gentleman's club in back of Sinbad, who was making it rain. It was something else.
Sinbad, at that point, Apex, A-list celebrity.
A-list.
Sighting.
Yes, of
absolutely.
Course.
And it has had health problems. And
also,
I hope
stroke's
doing
no joke.
Better.
He had one, too.
Mm. Yeah.
You, too?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. You had a stroke, too?
So you're pacing yourself and you're getting her all done, and Charlie's
going
to come on the show when he gets a chance.
I'm excited to walk on campus, and I've only driven past Harvard. I'm excited to see what the business school is all about. I'm excited to see what type of panels they have. This is going to be for sports entertainment, which will be fun, but to see what people have to say, what the future is.
Well, my brother-in-law is a graduate of Harvard Business School, and it's rarefied air up there.
Do you think he wants to come?
He's not going to be. I don't think he'll be in Boston that weekend, but they might be.
What about Kathy? Don't they live downtown?
They live. They could walk. They could probably
walk
over and see.
Maybe we'll take
him
out.
Take him out. Absolutely. You said that would mean you've seen more of her than I have this winter. That's the way it goes.
My brother's actually going to San Diego, so no conflicts. We're good.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, good stuff. I do want to say that the weekend activities that I engage in when I am not hitting the little white egg are usually mundane trips to get groceries and go to big box stores. And this might be controversial. This was a source of great content on the show years ago, but I have a proposal. Down here in the land of blue hair and snowbirds and entitlement, stop giving out free samples. Stop giving it. It's a cornerstone, I know, of your business model, Costco.
Yeah.
But I have to say to you, it no longer is, if you have a balls to the wall store on a Saturday, which is your prime give out sample day, it doesn't work for those of us that don't necessarily have to have the corner of the Pop-Tart. We just like to get our shopping done. Just stop doing that, and I think you would be amazed. And you know that there are two things that senior citizens like, and Lord knows I am one of them. I've joined an organization to prove it that I will discuss with you. The AARP, I am now a card-carrying member for the first time in my life. But there are two things senior citizens love: fried chicken and free samples of food.
You're right. I've seen older people that actually say, "We're going to Costco to get lunch today."
Yeah.
And they just parade around.
It's
and
terrible.
Load up on samples. But Mike, you know, if you go with this, you're going to remove this.
Coming in, everybody, say yummy, yummy.
She is.
So you look,
sample giver outer.
Yeah, her name was Sunny. Do you remember her?
She doesn't work there anymore.
Haven't seen her in years.
Would she be dead?
No, I think she's probably been promoted. I don't know.
No,
I don't know if she's dead or not.
Well, I mean, based
on the pandemic, she was gone.
That's me asking you how old she was when you recorded that.
She was not old enough to be in death camp.
Okay. All right. All right. Very good. I'm just curious about that. Now, that's your regular store. That's the most convenient store to you. How do you feel about that proposal?
I see your point, and I don't feel I benefit enough from the samples that I'm going to make a fist and say you're wrong. But there are people that would be wicked pissed.
But there are no samples, in my opinion, where you can say, wow, I will they're not going to hand that out anymore. They're never. It's always the crap they just want to move off the shelves.
Oh,
right?
Well, Mike, sometimes it's new products and you wouldn't be introduced to them. I found a salad dressing.
Oh, my God. Oh, God.
That was great, and I probably wouldn't have known
about it. How did they present it to you in the free samples? Did they put it on a human finger and have you lick it off when you walk by?
Have you ever seen when they do a shot contest on a boat down in the Bahamas? I have to get down on my knees.
Well, there's something in the roundtable about that today that's really great. You might have the video of it as well, of speaking of shots. But I have to say,
I think, Mike, actually, to answer your question, it was mixed with pasta.
Okay. The salad dressing?
Yeah, and which you can do. Think of a vinegar and oil salad dressing is not like doing a vinegar and oil on pasta.
Was it a diet salad dressing?
Certainly not. It was
so you're talking it was like a pasta salad.
Yeah, but what is it? And I don't like the place, but it's the Olive Garden Italian dressing, and it's great.
You are something else.
Well, I mean,
you are an easy
God's honest truth.
That's your that is something you dig. The Olive Garden. What is it called again?
Olive Garden. I think
Italian dressing.
And there's look for it on the label. There's a big word. It says duh.
Was it cream based?
It is a creamy Italian, yeah. But it is, you know what? Less in calories than blue cheese, so there's that. And if it gets you to eat salad...
Less in calories than a brick of lard, you got that going for you.
If it gets you to eat salad, hey, there you go. And it's a deal, so...
That, okay.
But
So, getting back to the I've gotten offers since I've been 55, so I've been almost 10 years I've been getting these. But I finally say, this is interesting. I am winding down now to my 65th birthday, so I have to I've got a meeting the first week in April, a phone meeting where I have to figure out all the different things that I will be getting with my senior citizendom, and I have to prepare for insurance and what kind of insurance I need to supplement my government Medicare with.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
And I looked at, but by and large, I went through their big pamphlet that they finally sent me.
Big letters in it, lots of big fonts.
It's a coupon company. That's what it is.
Yeah, of course.
Essentially, it's a coupon company.
Oh, discounts for days.
Yeah.
Discounts, doors for days.
Every month they send you a brand new walker.
Yeah.
You don't have to be a senior citizen to join AARP.
Well, you could be 55, right?
No, you could be in your 20s and join AARP.
Well, see, I just thought it was appropriate to join it now. Really? I had no
tremendous discounts.
I saw a thing that said like dental insurance for $15.99 a month, and it's like one free checkup and one free filling.
But that's for the latter half of your remaining years.
A lot of clients just drop their teeth off for that.
But I am not stressing yet, but get ready for the next couple of weeks where I'm going to have to like noodle all this through. And a lot of people said, prepare 3 months before, 3 months before, get ready, 3 months before. Now, 3 months before, someone's going to call you and they go, and what the lady said to me is they are going to call me to verify my address because everything has been approved.
That's
everything
great.
Has been
well,
approved.
On behalf of Oscar, myself, and Mac, and all of America, I want to congratulate you on your AAR penis.
Thank you very much. I am proud of my AAR penis, and I hope everyone else is too.
Is 65 momentous?
Well, 65 is usually that's the official senior
for
citizen
like
age.
The seasons of a man.
Well, in the old day, there was a period of time back in the day where there was where they would put you out to pasture at 65.
Yeah.
No, but in today's
seasons
world,
of a man's life, Mike.
Yes, this is the autumn. I'm in autumn now. Yes, I'm in stage
70
two.
70 is like three. I feel like that's the big birthday.
Look,
yeah,
I
don't think it's as big of a birthday as it is like a stepping stone financially or socially. Yeah,
right.
You know? Yeah.
Right. All I know is this, that I am going to be prepared. I'm going to know how to do what I do, and it's going to change a little bit of my world because I have been complaining for how many years now about being a self-employed individual who has to get insurance. And even though the insurance covers stuff, it's insanity for
it's
me
expensive.
To pay now, if I had stayed on it, $2,000 per month. Mm. With my kids also, with my kid and my wife, $783 more, $800 more.
Yeah.
So that's like that's $3,000. It's silliness.
The mortgage.
It's
it is
silly.
A mortgage.
Because of what? Sleep apnea, which, by the way, I don't use the machine anymore at all.
If you got cleared of it, your premiums will go down.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Right?
Yeah, if I had insurance. I got to the point where the phone calls, the dealing with them, I said, I will hold off till April, about less than 2 weeks from today, that I will be dealing with all of it and we'll move forward with everything. One thing I have learned as you weave your way through the system, Oscar, is that you cannot fight City Hall. There are institutions that are larger than you. We are not free by any stretch of the imagination. And
the person
sometimes,
with the most money wins.
Yeah, and sometimes you just have to say, I'm avoiding you now. I don't need the hassle. I'm going to roll the dice for 3 months and see what happens. Yeah. Or maybe in my case, 4 months. So that's it.
The most money, not in like an evil way. It's just these are facts of life that become very clear as you get older, especially for you young bucks out there, that they can afford not just resources, but they can afford the legal fees.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Two,
crush you under the debt of fees and transactions.
Yeah, reinstatement fees.
Yeah,
that's what it came down to with me. It was a reinstatement fee for their clerical error, and I said, F you. I don't want to deal with that.
And
really
furthermore, they've got people on staff designed to make the process slow and arduous and hoping you'll give up. And most people do.
Can I make one statement, though? With Social Security, they sent me my earnings record for my entire life. And,
oh, that's wonderful. Oh, my God.
I would like to say to the listeners of this program who have been with me, some of you, for decades, thank you, thank you, thank you. And to everyone else who will benefit from the federal government and the taxes paid by certain individuals, I'd like to say, you're welcome.
Do you
$1 million?
Yeah, that was part of it.
Do you? I remember seeing your W-2 when you were on WJFK. It was
how
the
did
most...
you see my W-2?
You crafty bastard! How did you do that?
How the hell did you see my W-2?
You were
saw
having
my W-2.
A party at your house.
Oh, I remember. You had it framed on the wall.
Because I was so proud of my first big paycheck, I put it on the wall. Just like a bar would put a dollar up on the wall.
Right over the fireplace.
And in W-2 form, Rob. Look at that. Would you like to go into the W-2 room? Take a peek at that one.
Well, the more you make, the larger the W-2 is in size.
Yeah, so it looked like a Price is Right check.
Yeah.
So you couldn't miss it.
Yeah.
in this scenario, which is reality, I remember getting there early for the first time in my life because I didn't want to be late to, I didn't know how far Manassas was. I didn't know anything. And
those were sunnier days.
Yeah.
Remember
was
that,
this
Rob?
When, was
remember
this when
Mike, you get to places
this is before
early?
We started, this is before we started the show. Before.
Yeah. Was this when Mike was hosting the WJFK Christmas party?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Because
oh, and Sam company, Rogers never, and Sam Rogers never forgave me for it.
Because the company forgive shafted me. Us. They wanted to have the Christmas party on like January 18th. And you said, that's nonsense. Mm-hmm. And you rolled out the greatest
spread.
It was, and
we were all excited.
And, God, and
then, the, then like the senior vice president had one for the company in January at his house, and I didn't go.
Yeah.
And
I don't know anyone who
never forgave me.
Back to your party.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was there with Chad. And Chad and I were in your kitchen. And then, if I'm not mistaken, Chad picked up from your fruit bowl and said, hey, Mike, I don't think you want this hanging out just... You have people coming over. And you said, what? And I picked it up and I was like, oh, this is your W-2. Because it was just in your fruit bowl in your kitchen. And then we both looked at it and looked at each other and it was like, doing pretty well. Doing pretty well.
Wow.
It's probably a stub. It was probably a stub, a pay stub that I
And he
that
likes
I
to keep most yeah, of his paperwork.
We can do the rough math. We know how paychecks work.
Yeah.
He leaves most of his paperwork in the fruit bowl at all times.
Yeah,
so he knows where it is.
I just when you see it all on one page, which
yeah,
I did,
yeah.
It's makes you happy, and that's why I'm changing officially, legally, my middle name from Sean, which is the Gaelic spelling S E A N.
Right.
I will be changing my middle name to Squander. that's what it'll be.
Went through two marriages.
That two stock market crashes.
Right?
Yeah.
I did indeed.
Do you have to pay taxes on the money you're giving to somebody else?
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, when you're doing it, I don't do it any longer.
Right.
Nothing lifetime in this world. That's it. Nothing lifetime. Now, all finite. That's why people get remarried. After they get remarried after you lose your job. We will take a break and we will come back with more fun and more thrills with a round table that's going to knock your D in the dirt.
Wow.
I mean it. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. You too. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Getting to Be Springtime and Electric E-Bike.
Yay!
That's right, Getting to Be Springtime in the nation's capital. And everyone is looking for one thing. No. Not the Pennsylvania Avenue food trucks with the big styrofoam pretzel hanging from it, you idiot. We're all looking forward to seeing Oscar on his electric e-bike.
I rode it in today.
Oscar,
did you know
day. You love it, right?
Gorgeous.
And, right? Yes.
It's like an iPhone, but a bike.
Riders of all abilities can explore with electric e-bikes. Go to electricebikes.com to learn more about their wide selection of e-bikes that start at just $799. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. You can save on gas, parking, and maintenance, and financing starts as low as $49 per month. Plus, electric e-bikes fold up, ship free, and come pre-assembled and pre-charged. You'll be on the road in no time, and it goes 150 miles on one charge. Zang!
That's him.
Let's say that online a few more times. It's been a long time since I've said that. Explore 2024 with electric e-bikes, the most accessible and adventurous e-bikes ever. That's my jingle. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and be sure to mention that Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the past, in the pop, fruit wine. And be sure to mention that the Mike O'Mara Show sent you in the post checkout. That can be rewritten in the post-checkout survey.
You're a professional.
That's what it is. It's a survey that comes after the checkout.
Sure to mention that Mike O'Mara Show, that's L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. Unrewarding.
Look, it's the Kraken in Mike's fruit bowl.
Jesus Christ. All right, let me get the thing up here because I have to play the right stuff at the right time. Ladies and gentlemen, we begin today with a story that is near and dear to my heart, a place that I always wanted to visit, but I never had the opportunity. We were close once, and it was a man by the name of Dick Van Patten that might have gotten us in there, but this holds true when you hear this story.
Okay.
The Playboy Mansion was an erotic paradise of unending sexual pleasures. If you were a guy. If you were a woman, you just kind of endured it. That sounds nasty, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's how Jenny McCarthy makes her time at the mansion sound. And I have no evidence to probably disagree with that. I would imagine it would be a little icky. Really?
Yeah.
I would think so. On Mondays, Watch What Happens Live, she said, quote, "There was so much still sex going on with gross celebrities in the grotto areas and stuff like that. There were only hot women and the ugliest dudes."
That I'm thinking so like George Segal.
She added that, unfortunately, for every 20 guys, it was one girl.
Oh.
So the guys were just in heaven, but also the guys were over 70 years old. Oh, God, they were like really, really old. It was like Viagra Central. One thing Jenny didn't have to do was have sex with Hef.
That was the rules.
I thought so, too, that anybody was there. Hef was married to Kimberly Conrad at the time. She says, quote, "I was there when his kids were throwing bacon at me in high chairs. It was the perfect time to be there." She says Pamela Anderson was lucky enough to be around at the same time. So I guess she didn't have to, but she did anyway. So,
of course she did, by choice. Hef loved baby oil, Mike. And if I can jump in here.
Yes.
I don't know that we've ever really pinpointed, or at least recently, why we did not get to go to the Playboy Mansion. Dick Van Patten tried, but this was at an era when we didn't all have cell phones yet. Charlie Broyhill had a cell phone, our producer at the time, and Dick Van Patten had Charlie Broyhill's cell phone number. However, he had it set that it would not ring to unidentified numbers. So Dick Van Patten tried to call Charlie Broyhill. Broyhill's phone filtered it out, and that's why we didn't get to spend an evening at the Playboy Mansion.
That is satisfying for you to get that off your chest, isn't it?
Yes, it
that is.
That
is satisfying
absolutely.
For you. Little behind-the-scenes idiosyncrasies that people had preventing us from going there. Oscar?
There was a time that was every young man's dream. Now, it sounds gross now looking back at it, but
it does.
When I was younger, the idea of going to a party there was, you know, you've made it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And keep in mind, this was literally about 30 years ago.
It was hard to believe,
so
but true.
Weird to think about. Yeah,
very, very weird. Lollapalooza, I think my daughter went, announced their starting lineup yesterday. The headliners include Blink-182, SZA, Tyler, the Creator, The Killers, Hozier, Future, and Metro Boomin, and Skrillex. Did I sound old enough when I was reading those?
You did a great
SZA
job. Is SZA.
Damn it! I knew it!
I knew that though.
I couldn't get through. Thank
you. You're
God.
Very close.
I was not. I said, this bit's not going to work unless somebody corrects me. SZA?
SZA.
How about H-O-Z-I-E-R? Is it Hozier?
Hozier.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
there
ladies'
will be
hosieries.
Hosiery.
It's not like
only
that
spelled
at
H-O-Z-I-E-R.
Yeah.
There will be over 170 artists performing across 8 stages. Some of the other artists include all-guy K-pop band Stray Kids, Melanie Martinez, Deftones, Victoria Monet, Kesha, and Tate McRae.
Kesha. With a dollar sign. Does it say where they're performing it this year?
The 4-day festival returns to Chicago's Grant Park from August 1st through the 4th. Tickets, passes, I should say, go on sale tomorrow. So
Mike, Grant Park also famous in the last few years for Lollapalooza for concert goers that would go prior to the erecting of the stage and the fencing, and they would bury their booze in the park. So when they would actually get allowed in the park with their tickets, they'd find their booze like a treasure on a treasure map, and they would dig it up and drink it.
That's funny. Fantastic. I wish I still drank. I would do that.
Well, Max got an extra job. He'll be out in that park with a metal detector very, very soon, but it can't find the glass. So that's not going to be a big deal. That's funny that. Are you one of those responsible adults who gets back zero? You get to zero unread emails every day? Do you get there, or are you stacked
up? How many do you have right now, do you think, on your phone?
I can tell you.
Do you have a little guy? Do you have a little bubble?
I do.
Okay, what do you have, Rob?
36.
Okay. Mike?
Hold on. I'm trying.
I think we've done this before, but this is embarrassing.
It is. It will be zero before I go to bed, though.
I think you can see mine, right? If this
I'm
going
to do this.
Does this show you?
Oh, no! Oscar, no!
How many?
Read it. 47,129.
All right, hold on.
Come here. I get on lists and they're like, are you interested in moomop, bebop, bebop, moomop? And I'm like, I'm not interested in that, sir. That's not even what we do.
Is that why you haven't replied about coming over to my house this Friday?
Oh, you have
the number? I have the number.
No. You have a number?
I am, my page is 1 through 50 of 52,171.
Yeah, that's about right.
That literally nauseates me when I see that. I can't stand that.
Why? Charlie.
Because of the OCD in me. I can't imagine.
He's inbox zero. He does what you're talking about.
I don't think my life would change at all if I went to inbox zero. Like after the last 50, I like to know what's, coming through.
Yeah.
What is the way of, I would free up space, I imagine.
Yeah, you can do a group delete. You can do a massive group delete and get rid of all of them.
Like with a couple of clicks, I can do it?
Yeah.
All right.
I think if you hold the shift bar and
I'm not going to do it now.
No.
I wasn't planning on doing it.
It would take us off the air.
I wouldn't do that. That's not going to happen. So that's how many do you have, Oscar?
Over 10,000.
10,000. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't go in and clean it up.
I just get a lot of junk mail. It's not something I'm proud of. The people that have inbox zero. Oh, like my wife has inbox zero.
Yeah.
Charlie Bernie has inbox zero. Or Elizabeth Elson, who's our VP here, has inbox zero. They're just built that way.
Have you gotten back to the Nigerian prince, Oscar?
No. I haven't had time.
Good God, he's waiting on you, man.
A new study found that letting it stay cluttered might be affecting you and your mental health more than you realize. It found that people who let emails build up or use their inbox like a to-do list are more likely to forget about stuff and let it fall to the wayside. And that can be a problem when it's something like a reminder to pay a bill. They found that a cluttered inbox can leave you feeling flustered and disorganized all the time. Nope. And it could even be costing you hundreds of dollars a year in things like unnecessary late fees.
That's true.
I don't think so. I got backup.
Everything is automated, right? It just goes.
52% of people with cluttered inboxes, they say, claim they like the way they do things. I'm not averse to change. I'll clean it up. Yeah.
I like the way I do things.
Yeah. For the inbox zero crowd, 71% like it that way. Of course they do, because they're ninjas in a way.
And then I
do envy it. When I see people go to inbox zero and I know they're busy, I'm like, oh, I don't know how you do it. It's crazy.
And they probably, I would imagine, edit a lot too. Because if you have inbox zero, you can edit out the crap and you can unsubscribe to a lot
of stuff. Shannon does that at a very high level. Mm-hmm. I like reading if I need certain growth pills. Like I need to know.
You need to know this? Yes.
What the deal is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. Absolutely. Penis. Let's move on, shall we? A real estate agent in Australia got into some hot water a while back when she accidentally burned a multi-million-dollar property to the ground. That is all over the place. When she accidentally burned to the ground while preparing for an open house. The house had renters at the time, and the agent was running around tidying up a few things. She noticed some bedding that was hanging out back to dry and thought it looked bad. So she balled it up, took it downstairs, and threw it on a shelf under a lamp. Then she turned the lamp on. About 20 minutes later, a major fire broke out, and a majority of the house was burned down. Burned to the studs. Mm. Right down to the bloody studs.
That's what ruined the first cat. Remember, it was a rag fire. Oily rags burned down the nightclub.
They later determined that it started because of the bedding in the basement light. Apparently, the light heated the blankets up, which were right up against it. They caught fire, and it tore through the entire house down to the studs.
Blimey.
The company she worked for was ordered to pay damages to both the homeowner and the renters who lost their belongings in the fire. Mm. And then she was made to have sex with a roo out in the outback. Once a jolly swag man camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolie bar tree. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boil. You'll come a-waltzing Matilda with me. Thank you. Last story. A bartender in Florida is making a very good living slapping spring breakers in the
face.
Hold it, Mike. You mean he's slapping them in their
face?
Face. Freeze. If you've never heard of a hurricane shot, that's what it is. Most of her customers are men, but she'll slap women too for $30. Nice. You take a shot, you have a pitcher of water thrown in your face, and you get slapped in the face hard. She's been selling up to $6,000 worth of shots per night. Do you have the video of this?
I do not have the video of this.
All right. Maybe tomorrow we can show you the video.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Get Mac the video. You have access to it.
Of course.
By the way, getting slapped in the face after drinking a shot, you know what we call that at O'Mara's?
What?
Tuesday night. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, all right. White traffic lights.
Ooh. Yes.
Just another story about white things that Rob wanted on the
show. Stop it. How dare
you? Always the way.
How dare you?
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, everybody. Are you ready to shed 26% of your weight? Are you? Let's go. DermGlowSkin.com is the ultimate destination for conquering your weight. Wait. Just take a look at their quiz on the website and discover if you qualify. Experienced doctors will prescribe the right medication, and your weight loss solution will be delivered directly to your doorstep. Tired of waiting due to low stocks? DermGlow ensures that you're connected with well-supplied doctors, eliminating any delays. People have rave reviews like, listen to this one, it's life-changing, it's a game-changer, 5 stars all the way. It's like finding the cure to the common cold. It's amazing. And how about this? Thanks for your affiliation with Chiral. I'm so happy, 45 pounds down and feeling so healthy, I feel like myself again. I still have a few LBs to go, but I'm on my way, and I'm able to do it. Your future awaits you. Visit DermGlowSkin.com, click the weight loss button, and kick off the best journey of your life. Because with DermGlow, you can do it. Yeah, Rob brought something to our attention. Oscar doesn't know anything about it. I don't know anything about it. I have no idea what he's doing. What are white traffic lights?
Mike, it goes to a North Carolina State University.
Of course it's the South. Of course it's the Deep South.
Man, you know what? Open your mind, daddy-o.
Because
this is going to change the way traffic flows in big cities. So they say. Now, you are familiar with the modern traffic light. It goes red. I guess they call it amber and green, right?
What are they again?
Red, amber, and green? A yellow and green, yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you know that was an international accord that dates back to 1931?
I knew that.
To the way traffic lights should be.
I knew that.
Did you really? I had no idea. This would be the first major change to the way traffic lights are set up since 1931, almost 100 years ago. The white traffic light will be added. And what it is a sensor that picks up on autonomous automobiles, self-driving cars. And when there are enough autonomous automobiles in that traffic area, the white traffic light will indicate whether the autonomous vehicle should go or stop, knowing that the cars behind it will also go or stop. So it is going to use actual automobiles in the field to move traffic or stop traffic to maximize flow. This will only work.
What excitement we have today.
What was that?
Huh?
That beautiful sound.
Just a little punctuation mark.
But think
that
of that.
That wasn't my phone playing through my computer.
Okay. But think
I'm lying.
This is a new segment called Mike is Lying.
I'm lying.
Can you rewind here? You're saying these lights do what?
They pick up whether or not there are autonomous self-driving vehicles in the area or the range of these traffic lights, okay? The white light will serve only the autonomous vehicles, telling them whether to stop or go.
Will it cost any more money?
It won't cost you any more money, except via taxes, I'm sure.
So it'll stay the same?
It'll stay
stays like a buffer.
But it's wild to think that this is like putting drivers out there, they're not drivers, putting vehicles out there that will control the flow of traffic. This will eliminate people zooming through yellow lights. This will eliminate people hitting red lights and going through them because there's going to be a car in front of them. So if they want to run a red light, they got to hit the car. And it's going to be a while before there are enough self-driving vehicles out there for this to become practical. But according to the studies at this North Carolina State University, this is going to optimize traffic flow in cities like New York and Washington, D.C., that constantly have gridlock. I hadn't heard about it. I think it's pretty wild.
Do we need it, though?
Well, if it can maximize the way you get out of the city at 5 o'clock on a weekend,
is this similar to what I've always thought, that the most ridiculous thing with modern technology, when you come to a four-way intersection and there are not the other three directions, there are no cars coming, and you sit there through the whole cycle when it should be able to sense you. This is going to be able to do that?
Yes, if there are autonomous vehicles in the area.
But why do there have to be autonomous vehicles? Why can't it have a sensor that picks up on the car like you would have in any gated community in America?
Mike, you're right.
I agree.
The archaic sensors that are currently in most city infrastructures, as far as I know, where there's a weight-bearing issue where the weight actually adds to the traffic cycle, or there's one sensor on one of the lights but not all the lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is not something that I believe yet. We're happy to be corrected. Is ubiquitous and as, you know, turnkey as it should be. Like, you should be able to pull up to a light.
I thought it should have been a long time ago. We would have been.
Yeah, correct.
You know, because there's technology that way that does so many different things.
On an e-bike, you do whatever you want, I've been told.
Electric e-bike?
Electric e-bike.
Electric e-bike. You can go through all the intersections.
They don't tell you should do this.
As long as you don't get hit.
From Schmosker Fantana, if there's nobody around, it's your choice if you want to follow the rules or not.
Is it? Do the traffic cops deal with it like it's a bicycle?
No.
Not a motorized vehicle?
No. This is what, at least I can talk about Washington, D.C.
Okay, that's what
they've got bigger fish to fry, whether you're a car or a bike. You can do whatever you want.
Look, if they're going to be white traffic lights, I think the last place they'll be is Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah.
It could be.
Well, you know. Chalkin City.
You
know this. I live here.
But Oscar, as a tech guy, do you think that there will be enough autonomous vehicles on the road in the near future, not the near future, but the distant future, that they can use them as virtual traffic cops by letting them talk to the
stoplights? I don't think there are. There will be in cities. There will eventually be. But I think this to me is what Apple and some of the other big tech companies do, where they get ahead of their skis. And I don't like it. I wish they would just go step by step by step. And the technology to have sensors on traffic lights at intersections where you could help the traffic flow by eliminating people having to wait when there's no one coming in either direction, you know, and then you're coming over the hill and you're like, oh, I'm not going to make it. It'd be fun. It'd be more fun to speed that way, too.
This is big autonomous. I like watching the cars driving through San Francisco without a driver on the news. I hate to see them being vandalized by people that hate autonomous cars because they think they're evil and they're going to take over the world.
Right.
But I think we're closer than you think, Mike. I think we're probably, because they're in Phoenix right now. They're in California. And I think we're probably 5 years away from seeing them in D.C. and Baltimore, et cetera.
What I love about autonomous vehicles is they had one that wasn't a person on it, but it was able to deliver products, foods, messages like that. And they had it entirely programmed to drive across country until it got to Philadelphia and they destroyed it.
Blew it up.
Philly hated the robot.
I don't like autonomous vehicles. I like anonymous vehicles.
You know, tinted out.
No, you just drive your ass off and you drive it like a maniac and it never tells anybody who it is.
Got it.
Who is that?
I used to have a coworker that he would get in his car.
Yes.
And this is how anti-establishment he was. He would put his seatbelt on prior to sitting in his car and sit on top of his seatbelt.
So it's across the seat.
Yeah. And I, okay. Because so then you go beep, 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 beep. You wouldn't get that. And I said, so-and-so, like, what's the story with no seatbelt? He's like, the government can't tell me what to do in my own property.
Wow. And that man is now running for president. That's right. That employee was Jonathan Trump.
Dumb. Do you think you have to be to think that you're making a stand in your car?
Yeah.
What is the thing where the guys get arrested and they don't cooperate with the police? Mm-hmm. oh, God, there's a name for these guys. Oh, my God, they're all over Florida. And they said, I don't have to give you my information. I don't have to roll down my
window. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Am I being arrested? Am I being held? You see, and you want to talk about self-control for some of these men in blue. It's like everything else. The area is so gray. But, man, the patience of saints, these men and women in blue that have to deal with these asshats that and there's a name. I'll get it. Mac. You should know this.
Contempt of cop?
It's not contempt of cop. That's a name for what they do. But there is a it's like a movement of people that resist arrest and it's not
even there. Go to this website, Mac, consumptionjunction.com.
Consumptionjunction.
I got to get my reverb. Hold on just a second. All right.
All right. Yep.
What do you see?
Putting up words and making them function.
It's Mike is Jack Sheldon.
Boo!
How do you become a Bill?
God, that was great.
Thank you. That's my favorite part of it right there.
I'm just kidding, Mac. That's an adult site.
I knew you were doing that, but I didn't want to wreck it.
Speaking of tech, I want to talk some more about tech. Let's take a break. We'll come back and robots in the news, AI in the news. I saw a clip on the news last night of a robot. Tesla's doing it. BMW is doing it. Everybody, the big companies, are doing it right now, manufacturing these guys. I want to talk to Gadget Man over here about the future of our world. Did you know that 80% of men will experience hair thinning in their lifetime? Get ahead of it with Nutrafol, a clinically tested hair growth supplement for men. Take their hair wellness quiz at Nutrafol.com/men for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Get it? Root causes? You can purchase online with no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. Thanks to Nutrafol, Oscar is seeing thicker hair. We can feel his Latin heat.
You'd like to feel my Latin heat? Yes, my Guatemalan heat.
He's not. He's Bolivian. Surging through the internet. Nutrafol, the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter the promo code TMOS. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code TMOS. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Last night, I can't tell you where it was done or what news program I was watching, but I might have seen the clip on YouTube, but it was recent. A guy standing in front of, right out of the movies, an AI robot. He has a table in front of the robot. On the table are a couple of dishes and a couple of pieces of drinkware, plastic cups, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he sits there and has a conversation with the robot, and then he says, listen to me. Could you throw this trash away? And he throws trash up on the table. And he says, could you throw this trash away while you're telling me how you did putting the glasses away? And you see the robot start to move the trash into the barrel and go, I think I did a very good job putting that trash. What they were trying to show was the human brain capabilities of AI, where he's multitasking at the same time, which up until now, you don't see a lot of robots. You know, you can say, you know, lift your arm or press a button, or you can pre-program it. But this not only had that component, but it had a voice track, and the voice track stammered. So you'd say, and it was one of the most fascinating pieces of video I've seen. And I think last night I really, really, really saw how close we are to having a future where, can you imagine? You'd have, everybody'd have like a person in their house to do the mundane tasks that we don't want
to
do.
Like iRobot. Yeah.
It'd be amazing. Yeah. It would be absolutely amazing.
They also turn the on robot, you in a robot.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Did the robot, how did it locomote? Could it walk? Did it roll?
It didn't locomote because it was standing in front of this table and it was doing
like a bartender almost.
Arm exercises.
I see.
It would be the thing that, that amazed me is when it had it do a task, either the putting the plates away or throwing out the garbage and talking about another subject. And that was when I said, oh, this is really at one point, he asked the robot, how do you think you did? Which was an opinion question.
Yeah.
And it was just, and look, when you're watching that, you don't know how much of this is prearranged, but
yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. It's just the beginning.
I think
I mentioned NVIDIA stock here when it was like at $300. It's now almost at $900 within the span of a year. And we were talking about AI here on the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying like a blind squirrel will find a nut once at least twice in a day, but I was pretty.
Is that how it goes?
No,
something.
I think
like that.
The saying is even a blind squirrel can find a nut once in a while.
Yes, yeah,
that's what I said.
No. You said something about twice in a day.
Twice in a day.
Isn't that once in a while?
No. And why
you're
double
thinking of the broken clock?
A broken clock. Oh, damn it,
Mac. Yeah. Did you ever find out anything? Did you find anything today?
First Amendment auditors.
No, that's not.
Oscar, Mac,
like the animal otter?
No, auditors.
First Amendment. That's what I know. That's what I've seen is people who audit the police and
did you look
so
anything
they get
up?
The First Amendment. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I found. This is a Washington Post article.
Oh. Right.
Mac, how do you think you did?
The democracy dies in the darkness.
How do you think you did?
Thank you, Oscar. I think we don't say that enough.
Yes. Guys, sayings are terrible. You know what I mean. The AI situation is like it's a clear and present danger. Now we have to choose if we want like exponential computing power and to automate everything in our lives for what would be perceived as a friction-free life, or we want to actually govern this AI so it doesn't make us irrelevant. That's the choice.
It's not going to make us irrelevant if we just have it emptying the dishwasher, though.
This goes back to the space program conversation. That you hate the space program, but that technology has now led to other technologies like a cell phone, right?
Sure.
And if your cell phone becomes a smartphone, then becomes a little computer in your hand, then it becomes self-aware. And then we've seen already at a high clip how people are either embracing AI in the workplace or they're just pretending it doesn't exist, and they're letting themselves be eroded out of the marketplace.
Mm, true.
And that's the thing. Like, we just can't ignore it. Now, am I adopting? Am I in? Do I believe in the future? Yes. But it is scary, the level of, within the year, Mike, of proof of concept that these type of robots have come. And I think the best example outside of Mike's that I just heard today was this morning on CNBC, where Jim Cramer was... he was talking to the CEO of Jensen Young from NVIDIA.
He's a robot.
He has been for years.
And he said that there's a robot that was like making him a drink, essentially. And he tells the robot that he wants a martini shaken, not stirred. And in any other sense in world of you say shaken, not stirred, you know it's James Bond.
James Bond, right.
Yeah. He said, so the robot makes it. But in the future, the robot will come back with a Goldfinger quip, like he'll have a personality.
So the AI has learned that he likes the James Bond profile, and then in the middle of the night, the guy wakes up and the robot's standing over his bed, and he looks down and he says, he's got like a razor blade, and goes, "No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die."
Yeah, that's the thing,
but
isn't
it? The evolution of the AI through my lens has come so much faster and more furious than I ever imagined.
Because even the people with the biggest brains in our society, and believe it or not, if you watch the local news, you would think they don't exist anywhere. But if you really do a deep dive, they're people that are thinking and solving problems and creating medicines and doing wonderful things each and every day. Even if Rob doesn't like the space program, they are smart people that are out there doing things each and every day. But the point is that this is about as sexy as it gets with technology. When you're thinking about creating something that is human-like, with its activities and its brain and all that. And that's why I think this is fast-tracked, because it's attainable with AI, and they want to get it as soon as they can. But the rushing, as you mentioned, rushing to this without thinking it through, who knows? I think science fiction is can be real in some regards, where this gets out of control.
Yeah,
can I say something?
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. Hi, Mac.
Hi, Mac.
Hi, Oscar. So, I mean, first off, there is no sign that any AI so far is self-aware. They can pretend to be. Like the chatbots, they seem like they are, but they are just mimicking chat by humans. If a human would say it, it can say it. But that doesn't mean it is self-aware. No AI so far, I believe, has shown signs of self-awareness.
Well, if you be as comfortable with that as you can. Everybody's everybody's cool as a cucumber until a homeowner gets thrown off a balcony.
Or it's touching its toes when you're touching your toes.
What? What?
That's like
that means
joke.
it's gonna come up and back you when you're hopping out of the shower or something like that.
Right.
Unless you're into it.
Dog
like a real doll.
Yeah, that's learned behavior, Mac, so you be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, good luck. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we've got... how's your flip side today, Rob?
It is so strong, my back hurts.
That's exciting. We're going to come back with the flip side, all sorts of different tapes, and I looked, Mac, too. I couldn't find the name of the people I was talking about, but they're weird.
Cop Watchers?
That's
the only two.
Some like revolutionary thing. Hey, fuel your peak performance with 4 Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4 Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. It's a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus, reduced caffeine jitters, increased collagen and fat-burning support. But that's not all. Dive into their recovery gummies, packed with antioxidants and electrolytes. Rob's, you haven't eaten them all? The whole tray?
Maybe I ordered some more because I like them a lot.
Perfect for, and Rob doesn't care about health. He just likes the flavor. Perfect for pre-workout or post-golf recovery. Need a sweet treat? Try the Superfood Focus Bites that taste like a chocolate brownie. 4 Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you got to lose? So, if you drink coffee, it's time to give 4 Wellness a try. Head to 4wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off your order. Again, that's 4wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off. And make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you.
Julia!
Hello!
There you are.
Roll over!
Mike, do you know what I mean when I say bro country?
I would imagine it's something to do with a place where all your homies are, your mates.
No, it's a variety of music that's popular on the charts right now.
Oh, I love bro country.
Bro country.
Yeah.
And
like what? Is it Morgan Whalen?
He's one of them. I think that
is it Morgan Freeman?
Not Morgan Freeman, but I do believe that our buddy Luke Bryan is sort of the head of bro country, and they sort of carry a personality, and
like
they
rock country almost.
Yeah, they turn out a lot of records, and they do very well on top.
Red, White, and Blues.
Morgan Whalen.
Yeah, we said that.
Who else?
Whalen Flowers and Madam.
Whalen.
I actually have Shannon's into bro country. I have a bunch of artists on my phone because of her.
Well. They did an AI study of what bro country would sound like to someone who has never heard bro country before. And this tickled me no end. And of course, the voice on this AI experiment is Luke Bryan.
Of course it is.
So this is bro country to people who don't like bro country.
Truck, jeans, beer, girl, creek boots, truck, tan legs, train, dog, beer, Dixie cup. Got a beer in my beer and a Chevy in my truck. Got a dog at the wheel, cut off jeans, truck. Dirt road, bike road, beer, moonlight, red, white, and blue, girl, Friday night. I got my boots in the dirt, got the dirt from a dirt road beneath my truck. Got the truck from my girl, she's got the dirt. I got the dirt from the dirt
like
from the truck.
I think it could hit.
I thought Kenny Chesney was the godfather.
You could kill it, Mac.
I thought he was the godfather of
I got
of bro
the dirt
country.
From a dirt in a dirt road in my yeah. truck.
Zach Bryan is my
That's
go-to.
A good one, yeah. I At wonder if moment. He would sing Dirt Girl Beer Truck. It's a good song.
Yeah.
All right, we all love New Orleans. And I think that it was Julia who described it to me. She had her first trip there when we did the live show. She says, Dad, this is like dirty Disney World. I said,
Dirty Disney World is hysterical. That's
and great. I said, you're right. New Orleans, it's not very clean. And so there is a problem at the police. I guess it's the chief of police and the head jailer. In New Orleans, and they do a lot of police action down there.
Oh, do they?
You just got to watch out, Mike. It's dirty. Watch out for the high rats.
The uncleanliness is off the charts, but it's even health issues such as mold in these buildings, rodent infestation. People shouldn't have to come to their office and see rodent drippings on their desk. That is not valuing your people. In the evidence property room, major rodents on the floor, the cockroaches, the rats eating our marijuana, they're all high.
God almighty. Sounds like a fun afternoon at work.
Fine.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. I need you out of... Exterminator comes in, need you out of here immediately. No, I'm not.
I'm... Where's the cheese?
Gross.
I'm wow. so hungry. Let's skip down to the woman versus the middle schoolers, Mac. Now, this is a lady. Oscar, you sent me to this, and I thank you for doing so. She was on TikTok complaining about how biting... She's a teacher. Teacher of middle school students. And middle school? Yeah. And that the comments from middle schoolers can be so biting. But when you're
biting,
right,
I thought you were talking about middle schoolers that are sinking their teeth into
No. The comments are very acerbic. Yeah.
You set that up in a weird way.
They can be rude.
I'm a weird guy.
Rude.
But so they are very rude. The comments are very tough.
Oh, I know
on
that.
Them.
I'm already seeing the table being set for that. Absolutely.
But Mike, when you're right, you're right.
Okay.
The thing about middle schoolers is that they will violently humble you, like shake you to your core. And for them, it's just a regular Thursday. I had multiple students tell me today that I looked like Shrek. And the worst part is that I don't even think they're wrong.
There she is.
Can we go to that picture, Matt?
That is the whole video. Because at the end, they do the long shot. I don't know if she went and found the dress, but that is hysterical. And that's
he was dressed like Shrek.
And
she really was.
And it probably was sad. And that, but she is magnificent. You know that's
so
a great
funny.
Teacher.
Yeah.
You know that's got to be. That is a great teacher. That's somebody that loves her kids when she does that.
It totally took me for a ride when I saw
that.
Oh, it
did. It was spectacular.
So thank you for sending that, Oscar. And kudos to all teachers out there. Now, we are in the middle of the March Madness.
NCAA
is your bracket
tournament.
Still good?
Yeah.
Yeah. No bracket busters yet?
No.
I didn't do it.
I didn't either. So after that, you know.
We used to have to. Let's be honest. All right?
Oh, God, yes.
We used to be forced to.
Not in years.
What's that?
Not in years.
Not in years, yeah. But I mean, that's the whole reason for me.
I liked when the picks were handed to me to coordinate and they were written in Sharpie like a letter.
Yeah.
It was the most impossible. I don't like it. But following that.
Oh, yeah. We would get brackets on the old show and they would just be written by like toddlers.
Yes.
What is that? You know, excuse me. Can you call somebody to my office, please? You know, ask one of the interns. Ask one of the interns if they know how to spell Xavier. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you.
So, after the March Madness, I guess we start with the NBA Finals, and then it's off to the Olympics in France. And good news about the Parisian Olympics, Mike. This year, we're going to close with this. Because that they've got all the COVID under control, the intimacy ban is over.
And then after the tournament, we go into the NBA Finals and right into the Summer Olympics, which are going to be very different this time around. Now that the pandemic is behind us, the officials running the Olympic Village in Paris have lifted the intimacy ban that was put in place for athletes in 2021. They're planning to distribute 300,000 condoms, which works out to about 21 condoms per athlete, which... You know, if you're having that much sex during the Olympics, you're probably going to miss the Olympics. You should.
That's all I have for you today, Mike.
Hey, that's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. Hey, don't forget, folks, see these right here? They go on sale on Friday. This is the, I don't want to call it royal blue. I don't like royal blue. It's blue blue.
It's the Windsor
Blue. It's Mike O'Mara Eye Blue. What's that?
Windsor Blue.
Windsor Blue. Windsor Blue, red lettering, white piping. There you go. They go on sale on Friday. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Unfunny humor.
I'm sorry. That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.